We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
The CDC now recommends if you're vaccinated, you can drop your mask outdoors and in many indoor situations, but not in New Jersey. Governor Phil Murphy and legislative leaders say keep your mask on indoors for now.
Sooner than later, I would guess in a matter of weeks, we'll get to the point where we can comfortably say, you know what, inside, no matter what, you're okay. But I have to say, as of this moment in time, we are not there yet.
New Jersey struggled against a recurrence of COVID-19. The new CDC recommendations say fully vaccinated people may go without wearing a mask or physically distancing indoors except on airplanes and public transportation, but they left it up to the leaders of the localities to decide what to do. They didn't say also how fully vaccinated people could be identified or who would be in charge of identifying them. Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio also are not rushing out to change the city's indoor mask mandate in public spaces. They still want New Yorkers to mask up indoors. The disparity is causing confusion at some public indoor spots. One pizzeria owner told the New York Post, "We had five arguments with customers yesterday." The restaurateur said he didn't think it's fair for us very small business guys to bear the burden of being Governor Cuomo's enforcers. Kroger, Target, Home Depot, and Starbucks are still insisting patrons be masked, but Trader Joe's, Walmart, and Costco are not, and they're not requiring proof that you're vaccinated. Four men busted by the NYPD hours after attacking passengers on a subway train.
Slashing, stabbing, punching, and robbing is what police believe at least four men did Friday morning. Most of the attacks happened on a southbound 4 train. Assistant Chief Jason Wilcox.
Quality images of the suspects were obtained and shared with all officers on patrol in the vicinity of the crimes.
A total of five men were hurt, one of them stabbed in the eye here at the Columbus Circle station. That's where officers got on a northbound 1 train around 11:30 in the morning and saw four men fitting the description in those pictures. With subway violence a hot topic these days, Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says more than 600 officers were added to the system Thursday.
That's why we're putting people at the highest traveled stations with auxiliary officers. All of these things kind of come together, but if somebody rides for hours and doesn't see someone, then we have more to do, obviously.
At Columbus Circle, Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.
The mayor and the governor battle over the subway crime.
The sniping has been going on for years. The latest battle between Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio is about subway crime. MTA Chief Pat Foy was appointed by the governor.
City Hall cannot continue to bury its head in the sand any longer.
Foy is here at Union Square with Transit Workers Union President Tony Utana.
This is all about de Blasio doesn't want to step up and do the right thing. He's got blood on his hands.
He wants the mayor to resign. Richard Aborn thinks the conflict is unproductive. He heads the Citizens Crime Commission.
Frankly, it just needs to stop because there are just greater issues at play here.
A spokesman for de Blasio calls the MTA critique finger-pointing. At Union Square, Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
And let's get that WCBS Exogen weather forecast. And it is a lovely forecast, too. Here's our Bill Dagher. Bill?
Yeah, that's right, Joe. Great weather to get outside the next few days. I guess the exception to that will be the areas that see some spotty showers the next 3 days. Now, it's going to be very few and far between, more the exception than the rule. This afternoon, it's most likely well north and west in the Hudson Valley of northwest Jersey. Anyone could see it tomorrow, and then we'll see a chance back off again and mainly go north and west on Monday. But the majority of the time, rain-free with sunshine. We're already warming up through the 60s right now. Today's high, 76. Again, watch out for that pop-up shower north and west. Tonight, a few clouds, low 56. Both tomorrow and Monday again, stray afternoon shower, partly sunny, high each day, 72. We lose the shower chances by Tuesday and Wednesday, and it warms up under sunshine. High 75 Tuesday, 80 for the high on Wednesday. Right now, temperatures range from 62 at Ozone Park to 69 at Bayonne, mostly sunny, and 67 in Midtown. And Joe, we're headed up to 76 today.
Gotta like it. Thank you very much, Bill.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.